Wisconsin enrollment in the Affordable Care Act exchange last month was on track to outpace enrollment the previous year. And now Governor Scott Walker is trying to stabilize the state law under Obamacare. He announced yesterday he wants a state law that would prevent insurers from denying health coverage due to pre-existing conditions. We'll talk about it on this edition of the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the program. Hey, Laurel, are you there?
Yep, I can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So let us start with the news that broke yesterday, Governor Scott Walker wanting to stabilize the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. What do we know?
Well, there's one big element of this, and then a couple smaller elements I think we'll get to later in the governor's proposal yesterday. So the first thing is he wants Wisconsin to offer something called free insurance. And this is something that our neighbor Minnesota has done. States like Oregon, Hawaii, and Alaska have done this. You have to obtain a federal waiver to offer reinsurance, so that's something we'd have to get approval from the federal government to do. But basically what it does is it gives the state this pot of money to help support insurers if they get particularly large claims from people on their plan. So it kind of offers as insurance for insurance, and this is something that proponents say helps stabilize premium rates for people that buy into plans.
The governor wants Wisconsin to spend $50 million in state money and $150 million in federal money to essentially then help hold down premiums?
That's right. So this would be $200 million total to be in this state pot of money to offer support to insurance companies that get large claims. We did hear some pushback yesterday from Democrats in Wisconsin saying $200 million isn't enough money. I believe it was Minority Leader Gordon Hintz who said, you know, I think they spend $500 million in Minnesota. So he was saying, hey, you know, Minnesota has this. They spend a lot more money than we do here. You know, we're going to support some of these proposals from the governor most likely, but we'd like a little bit more money in this instance.
And when would all of this take place? When would it happen?
So it would start pretty soon in terms of government things happening quickly. It would take effect if lawmakers approve it in January 2019.
So, and be paid for using savings from existing Medicaid programs? Would that be the plan?
That's right. So that would be the state's chunk of the money, the $50 million from the state would come from Medicaid savings.
And he's seeking a reinsurance waiver. What does that exactly mean?
So, kind of like I mentioned before, like the other states that have this in place have already gotten this waiver. It's that happens when a state wants to do something that is technically not in line with federal law or not directly specified in federal law. We've talked about this when the governor wants to do things with welfare programs in the state of Wisconsin, like, you know, drug testing for programs or having work requirements for programs like food stamps. We have to get federal waivers for things like that. So this would be a similar instance in which we would just have to apply and be approved for that federal waiver so we can implement the program starting in January 2019.
Another conversation about waivers is in the area of senior care. What's the news here?
So the senior care waiver is one of those waivers that we have successfully applied for and gotten in the past. We've applied for it, and it's been extended four times, started in 2002, and our most recent application was in 2015. So that 2015 waiver that we are approved for expires in December of this year. So basically what Governor Walker is asking for from the federal government is a permanent extension of this of the waiver, so we don't have to keep going back and going back and going back. So the senior care program serves about 60,000 people, seniors in the state of Wisconsin, and basically what it does is it subsidizes prescription drug costs.
Laurel White is with us on this edition of the State Capitol Report. She's Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Reporter. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about 2018 legislative priorities? Are they a priority for you, considering rural school funding, the opioid epidemic, and welfare changes? Let us know, 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Laurel, the governor's State of the State address is Wednesday. What broad topics do you anticipate he'll cover?
So we're expecting him to talk a little bit about all this healthcare stuff that we've been discussing. I think that's, at least as of right now, we're anticipating that to be kind of the big news, the big focus of the State of the State on Wednesday. But we're also expecting him to talk about a special session that he called last week related to welfare bills in the state of Wisconsin. That was something he announced, I think that was on Thursday of last week. We're also expecting him to talk about school aid. School funding has been a really big issue for the governor throughout the budget negotiations of last year and up until today. We're also expecting him to really talk about his accomplishments in office. That often happens in a State of the State address, but we're expecting him to really drive home the things that he thinks he's done well for the state of Wisconsin because, it is an election year, of course, but the governor has been really focused on, we've seen some tweets from him lately saying, hey, we've done this, 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 and this, and we think the state of Wisconsin is better off because of it. We've seen him talking about the unemployment rate a lot, which is at a historic low. It's the lowest it's been since 1999. So I'm sure we'll get a 1999, maybe a party like it's 1999 reference from the governor in the state of the state.
Let's break down some of the bills slated for this special session. Can you tell us about a proposed ID requirement for food share recipients?
Absolutely. So this is the special session that the governor called last week. And a special session, for people who aren't familiar, doesn't mean that legislators are going to come to the Capitol more often or at different hours than we were anticipating before. It just means that they're going to have a series of bills that have a specific focus integrated into their other legislation. And a special session called by the governor just indicates that those bills are a specific priority for him, something that he wants special attention paid to, and something that he certainly wants to pass before lawmakers wrap up their work this year. So that first bill, the proposed ID for food share recipients, would just be something that the Department of Health Services would work on. So the state DHS would prepare and submit an implementation plan to the USDA, and, kind of this is how the cards would work, this is what they would look like, and then once they get approval on that, then we would start having food share cards that actually have people's ID on them. And the thought behind this, I believe, is if you have a photo ID on your food stamp card, there wouldn't be any fraud. You couldn't pass your card to somebody else and have them go claim benefits if they weren't you.
We've also heard about statewide work requirements for people receiving food stamps. What do we know about this?
So basically what that would be is just having people who are able-bodied adults complete work requirements so they could get food stamps. So they would have to work or participate in work training for a certain amount of time in order to redeem their benefits. And if they hadn't certified that they had worked that amount of time, they wouldn't be able to receive the food stamps.
Child support is another element to what Governor Walker calls welfare reform. How does that part work?
So this is something that I've heard talked about in the Capitol for a little while. Basically what this would do is it would require people who are, required to pay child support, who already have that requirement placed on them, to pay that amount of money in order to receive their benefits. So if they're delinquent on child support, they wouldn't be able to claim benefits.
As we wrap up, what's ahead this week in the State House?
So we're going to have a really busy week this week, Kate. So the Assembly and the Senate are coming in on Tuesday. We're expecting them to take up some big bills. The State Senate in particular is taking up the confirmation of the heads of the State Elections Commission and the State Ethics Commission. People might be familiar, that's been pretty contentious lately because of those individuals' affiliation with the now defunct Government Accountability Board.
And we'll be taking that up later this hour. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter. You can follow her on Twitter at LKWhite. She was giving us a preview of what's in store for the legislature this week. Coming up, we'll be joined by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to look at goals for the Assembly in 2018 and your questions and priorities out of the legislature. 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back after a news update.